Welcome, everyone, to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, national PR firm behind that online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, which is a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. We feel there's nothing like it on the web and invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today we have a very special guest. His name is John Dowd, Jr. He's author of the new book, Heroes, Mentors, and Friends, which takes a look at who we are inside and also enriches our lives outside. John is a 25-year broadcaster. You may be familiar with this voice when he comes on. He's an on-air radio personality, and in that other life, he is on the air weekdays with 70s Music Show, 12 noon to 6 p.m. on SiriusXM 70s on 7, and he's heard in all 50 states as J-Bo Jones. So, here we are, J-Bo, otherwise known as John Dowd Jr.
Thank you, Stacey. It's so beautiful to be here. Thank you so much. What a great intro. I hope I live up to that.
You absolutely will. You're going to surpass it. I know it. I know you're going to surpass it. But today we're going to be talking about real heroes, the mentors and friends, a lot about that new book, and also where you can find that hero that maybe you're missing, right? I mean, why do we need these people in our lives, these heroes?
Well, you know, if you think about it, they inspire us. Heroes make us excited, whether they're sports heroes or heroes in a field that we're pursuing. You know, the word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, and that actually means inspired by God. So when we're excited about a task or a project and we're enthusiastic, think about the projects in your life or the moments in your life when you're the most enthusiastic. Most likely those projects or events come out the best. It's because we tap in to our highest self. When we apply that enthusiasm, whatever we're doing, it always ends up better. And our heroes help us get to that excited, inspired level.
Now, John, do you feel like these heroes, your mentors, friends, do you feel that they just appear in our lives exactly when needed? Or do we just recognize that that's exactly why they're there at some point?
You know, I love that question because I think it's both. We have to seek them out, but they also appear in our lives exactly when we need them. You know, in the book, I talk about a childhood hero of mine here in Boston. He was a TV cowboy named Rex Trailer, and he could fly a helicopter. He could ride a horse. He was a real rodeo cowboy. He could play music. He could fly a plane. He was like a modern day Jedi Knight. And a little kid growing up with this hero on TV, it was so exciting to see him every Saturday morning. So much so that I took a sales trip with my dad, and he was a salesman in the New England area. We drove by the studio one day, which was an hour away from my childhood home, and I said, "Dad, we got to go in and see Rex. We got to go find him." And my dad, most parents would have said, "You know, quiet down. We'll write for tickets. You know, we're going home." My dad was just as enthusiastic as I was, and we went in, we asked for tickets, and the poor lady at the front desk said, "Sorry, you got to write for tickets, come back in 6 months." So instead of going home, I grabbed my dad and I walked with him around the building. I said, "We're going in. We're going to go find this guy." And in those days, there was no electric fences and
cameras
or cameras. It was the 60s. But what happened, Stacey, I actually found my way onto the set of that TV show. And a producer came out and said, "What can I do for you?" My father, now at this point, knowing he was over his head, trespassing on private property, asked if I could meet this gentleman named Rex Trailer. And out came my TV hero, and I got on the show that day. And I knew that day that I would be in broadcasting at 7 years old. So yes, we have to seek out our heroes, and we have to believe that we're worthy of greatness, in that if we tap into that enthusiasm in our lives, wonderful things will happen.
Now, when we're not seeking them out specifically, when these heroes, these people are maybe they're strangers. Do you ever feel like they're strangers? And if so, do you feel as if we sometimes are quick to dismiss someone who might be there to serve a purpose in our lives?
Yeah, you know, it's our human nature not to trust. It's our human nature not to trust in others, not to trust in ourselves, and sometimes not to trust in nature or even in God. You know, if we're always closed out of fear, then we're not going to try to open new doors, and we're not going to receive, this is really important, we're not going to receive the inherent messages that intuition brings to us. We are a bigger part of something magnificent and beautiful. We call it nature, call it God, call it the universe. But if we're closed to those inherent messages, we're not going to receive them when we need them. Intuition is a message from our higher self. And those angels that show up in our lives, if we're closed to believing that we are worthy for something bigger, then yes, we're going to miss them. You know, a quote that I came up with myself, believe it or not, is growth is becoming comfortable with discomfort. Everything that happens to us is a blessing. At 50 years old, I get the biggest blessing one can have. I get fired. At first, I was petrified. But if that didn't happen, I would not have explored this concept of writing this book, which through trust in others, and most importantly, myself, it turned out to be the best experience of my life. We've got to feel worthy of great things for us. Henry David Thoreau, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I want to give you this quote. Let me give you this quote.
Okay.
Henry David Thoreau said, if we are quiet and ready enough, we shall find compensation in every disappointment. So yes, we have to trust.
You know what? That's an excellent one of my, I love Henry David Thoreau. One of my other favorite quotes of his is go constantly in the direction of your dreams. And you know what? That's something that does not include fear, right? And that is, of course, a really big part of what you were just talking about. And, you know, let's talk about just quickly, are there practical steps that you can offer our listeners today, John, about how to be more open. If you're closed off, you know, I mean, you see this all the time. You're on the streets, people are walking through doors, not even holding doors. They're not making eye contact with people. I mean, this isn't what I do. I just talk to anybody and everyone out there. But, you know, sometimes you just see people and they're going blindly, almost methodically, going through the motions of the day and never opening themselves up. For those people out there that may feel like that's them, that are walking head down to work every day and home, are there some steps, some actual physical, practical steps that they can do to open themselves up, even just a crack?
You know, Stacey, the closing down, I believe, is part of our past history. We have a tendency to live our past history and believe that's who we are, the disappointments in our life, the hurt that is in us. And we have to move from the past into our present moment. We have to remove the past history in our minds and our hearts and accept them. It is not our destiny. We have to remove the fear of the future and the anxiety of the uncertainness that could be ahead. It doesn't matter. If it happens, it happens. Everything in life is scheduled. And if we live in the moment and believe in ourselves, our lives and the great things that we're worthy of will begin to unfold. And the practical step that I take, and I started to take when I chose not to take on a 10th radio station when I got let go in 2011 and write this book, I found that exercise, and this is going to sound trite and silly, and for this, you know, for the non-believers, I'm going to ask you to take a leap of faith for one moment. 30 minutes a night, quieting your mind, putting down the smartphone, shutting off the news, and begin to listen to the quietness and mindfulness of silence. Once we stop the thought and slow down the thought of our mind, we start to begin to hear the natural intuition that comes through to us. That's what helped me really decide not to get back into full-time radio management and write this book. I stopped. And the messages and the synchronicity, and I believe some angels, started to show up in my life with answers. And the answers were, take this time to get this message out, because it's in you, John. It's been in you all your life since you were that kid on the set of the Rex Traylor Show. This is the sign. This is the time to do it. And you won't be alone. 30 minutes a night, practicing meditation, quieting your mind, shut off the news. Look, I'm in the media business, but sometimes if you have that constant negativity pounding at you, you're going to start to believe it. And there's a whole big, beautiful world out there that is not the four or five network newscasts. And but it's a leap of faith. And Stacy, if we do that step 30 minutes a night to breathe, quiet your mind, let the natural intuition come through, imagine what's going to happen if we took that step 365 days. What's our year going to look like 1 year from today?
Yeah. And you know what? The time is going to pass anyway. That is one of Annie's favorite sayings ever. The time, a minute is a minute. It doesn't matter who you are. It's going to pass. A month is a month. A year is a year. So the time is going to pass. So why not, you know, it was what Einstein had said, what the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, right?
Einstein also said that he did not discover the laws of the universe through the rational mind.
Yeah.
I interpret that as the laws of the universe and some of his brilliance came through intuition, which is a higher power, which you could say is nature and God. But you have to let that higher power come through, letting go of our earth life for a few minutes a night and just stop to quiet your mind and listen. Meditation, it's now proven in science. Science has proven that meditation is better for your blood pressure. It's better for your heart. It encourages well-being from a scientific health point of view. Some people have actually healed themselves holistically through positive belief in meditation.
Well, you know what, John? I think that is a great piece of advice to leave our listeners with today, that take that 30 minutes a day. You know, you owe it to yourself to try something new. Do it, you know, talk to John. You know, you can get more information about our guest today, John Dowd Jr. and his book, Heroes, Mentors, and Friends, at johndowdjr.com. And that is J-O-H-N-D, as in dog, O-W-D-J-R.com. And you're going to find lots of free goodies there too. John loves to give away free stuff. And that's going to be free audio chapters of his book, the latest Heroes, Mentors, and Friends radio show, archive, some great ways to win John's book, as well as others from Hay House as well. And you can interact with John on social media platforms. Hit him up, Facebook/Heroes, Mentors, and Friends.com. So, John, thank you so much for being here. I thought this was a wonderful interview and really informative for our listeners.
Stacy, thank you so much. I love engaging with you, and I look forward to hearing from our listeners. Feel free to reach out.
Okay, great. This podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Thanks, John.